William Shakespeare, As You Like It, 1599. The story. As You Like It begins with the deposal of a duke by his younger brother, Frederick. As a result, a series of characters with ties to the duke are exiled from the court. First of all, there is Orlando, a young nobleman who has fallen in love with the deposed duke's daughter, Rosalind, and who is persecuted by his own brother, Oliver. Then Rosalind herself escapes to the forest together with her childhood friend Celia, who is also Frederick's only daughter. They are accompanied by the court clown Touchstone. Both Rosalind and Celia disguise themselves, Rosalind as a young man, Ganymede, and Celia as a poor lady, Aliena, stranger in Latin. In the forest, the exiled duke is now living with his supporters, including the melancholy Jacques and Orlando, who writes love poems to Rosalind that he pins to the trees. Disguised as Ganymede, Rosalind meets Orlando. As Ganymede, she pretends to try to cure him of his love for Rosalind, saying that he will take Rosalind's place in acting out their romance. But there are problems when Rosalind Ganymede is courted by a shepherdess called Phoebe, and other infatuations between different minor characters follow. These romantic entanglements are finally resolved after an argument when Ganymede makes Orlando promise to marry Rosalind, and Phoebe to marry the shepherd Silvius, who is in love with her. Meanwhile, Frederick repents of his actions, and the two brothers, Orlando and Oliver, are reconciled when Orlando saves Oliver from a lioness. The play ends with the lovers Rosalind and Orlando reunited, the duke restored to his duchy, and both Frederick and Jacques living a life of religious seclusion in the forest. Features and themes. Though it's often considered a minor work in Shakespeare's canon, As You Like It has been acclaimed by many contemporary critics for its astonishing modernity, particularly in its treatment of gender roles. In disguising herself as a man, Rosalind gains the freedom to speak her mind with a candor that would be impossible for a woman at that time. Many of Shakespeare's comedies are in fact dominated by strong, clever female characters like Rosalind, who very often disguise themselves as men to achieve their aims. But in the guise of Ganymede, Rosalind goes even further. She plays a paradoxical double game with Orlando. As Ganymede, she can pretend to be Rosalind. This way she turns Rosalind into a character of her own invention, a mixture of caprice, madness and great wit, supremely able to manipulate and deceive the men, like Orlando, who fall in love with her. The process of self-invention that Rosalind undergoes is a recurring feature in Shakespeare's plays, and is one of the things that makes Shakespeare such a modern writer. His heroes and villains are not defined by society or by traditional codes of morality. They are self-willed characters who are usually acutely conscious of a distance between their inner selves and the roles they play for others. In the tragedies, this distance may produce a sense of fascinated horror. In the comedies, however, it's a space of playful liberation from the role society forces us to play. In terms of performance, we should also remember that in Shakespeare's time, female roles were played by boys, as girls were not permitted to act. Shakespeare is brilliant in the way he uses these conditions to multiply gender confusion and ambiguity. Therefore, in a 16th century performance of As You Like It, the actor playing Rosalind would be a boy pretending to be a girl, pretending to be a boy, pretending to be a girl.